Sybil.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on, everybody? What's that dinner?
Yeah. Wow, August 2nd, huh?
This is it.
Man, wow. This summer went by too fast. Sybil, is just too many things happening.
We're a month away from the family reunion.
Okay, slow down. Slow down.
Okay.
Slow down.
Can't tell you how many times.
All right. I mentioned this at the end of the show, and because of a text, and I saw the article this morning on CNN about the stock market and how the stock market can predict. This is an amazing. It's not 100%, but it's very close.
Yeah, and a couple weeks ago, when Melody was on it, asking her about the correlation between the stock market and the presidential contest, and I suspect she'll be coming back with that, especially since we're now within 100 days of the election.
What it says is
Republicans and the Democrats and how the stock market does correlates to who wins.
It says, keep an eye on the stock market from August 1st through October 31st. If stocks go up during the three-month stretch, expect Hillary Clinton to win. If the stocks slide, Trump will likely prevail. And these critical 3 months, it says, have been astonishingly accurate at predicting the next president. Currently, the stock market is coming into a presidential predictor stretch near an all-time highs. Wall Street experts have very mixed views on whether it can go more from here. So according to the predictor, because of the stock market is up.
But it's still early.
It's still early. You got to go from August 1st to October 31st.
And the Dow is at an all-time high. We're over 18,000 points. So you want to look at that, as you just read, how much higher can it go? And if that's the truth, then if it hits a high and then goes down, what does that mean?
For people like me who don't understand the stock market, what
right.
do you mean?
Like me too.
It means you should register and vote.
Yeah.
I'm registered.
Okay. Okay.
I will vote.
And vote.
But the stock market has never seen anything like Donald Trump before either. Now, you have to factor that in.
Nobody has. Nobody.
Yeah, I mean, it's been. This is very, very, very unusual.
And scary.
Very scary. Very scary. Very scary.
Yeah, he's very. Does he know Putin or does he not know Putin?
That's
he
a.
Said he,
what?
The whole thing this weekend started with his relationship with Vladimir Putin, the head of Russia. And so, you know, he has in years past, he's, you know, said that they have a relationship, that they're friends, that and, you know, Donald Trump has had one of his beauty pageants in Russia and he invited Putin. Putin didn't come. But yet, you know, he in the past, he has said that they had a relationship. Now he says, I don't have a relationship with him. I don't know the guy. And so, you know, and it's just very curious as a result of last week when we were talking about the emails and who hacked the DNC emails and the voicemails. And of course, the attention was going to somebody in Russia, some organization in Russia. And so, you know, Donald Trump talking about Russia, the emails, and a lot of attention and questions have been asked of Donald Trump. And he lies. So, I mean, trying to get an answer and a straight.
He's like an old player in this simulation.
Hey. He will lie when the truth will do.
Where have I heard that before?
My God.
He lies so much, he makes you mad.
Yeah, you know, yeah. And you know the truth, and it makes you scratch your head because after a while you're going,
well,
maybe I could all of us be wrong? I mean,
he's like an old player who gets jammed up. I don't know that woman.
right. But here are the pictures with you two together.
That ain't none of me. That ain't none of me.
And you say, Sim, he holds that until you think for a minute.
How
Maybe I made a mistake.
Maybe my eyes and the ears are lying to me.
Because he will
commit to the bit, to the lie.
He lied so instantly. The guy asked him, he said, Russia will never go to the Ukraine. He marked that down.
Chechen, and he's like,
it's not gonna happen.
They are there.
Well, it's Obama's fault if they are there.
They're there. They've been there for a while now, haven't they? But it's Obama's fault. Okay.
It's Obama's fault that they're there.
Okay.
You know, when they went there, Obama wasn't in office.
Hello?
Well, he was thinking about them going there. Well, wait a minute.
You know, that was probably the Republicans that were in power when he went into there. But they stayed there during the Obama administration. Okay.
Is he going to do a debate?
That's the other question.
No, he wants that moved.
He says the NFL has sent him a letter saying that the two of the debates conflict with NFL games. The NFL's like, we didn't send
we
you
never
a letter.
Sent no letter.
We didn't write you a letter.
And then the NFL said, well, I wonder if we did.
Wait a minute. Maybe we did.
Check all your files.
It is so funny, man, to watch him.
And then the people that are, you know, really have to defend him, like, God bless him. Mike Pence is like, he doesn't know whether to poop or get off the pot. He's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but if you don't vote, he will win.
He lies so much, you question yourself after a while. And say, well, maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe we did send a letter. Saying that the debate's going to conflict with the...
And so now he has taken...
When has a debate ever conflicted with the NFL schedule?
Well, they're on...
They've expanded nights now. But how he came up with that, I... You know.
He just ain't got his homework. So he ain't ready because Hillary's ready. She is so ready.
Oh, yeah.
But, Jay, here's the thing. Mm-hmm. For a lot of people, it doesn't matter.
They're
just so angry, and they so want to change that whatever he says, whatever he does, doesn't matter.
Whether it makes sense or not.
Yeah. And everything is Benghazi. And I would bet a whole lot of money a lot of white people don't know where the hell Benghazi is.
Right.
They just know to say it.
Right. Even if you were to say, what country is Benghazi in? If you were just to say that, you don't even have to point to it on a map.
Sybil, there's a TV series that's on HBO called The Night Of.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite actor, the black actor who's in Boardwalk Empire.
Oh, yeah. Is it Michael T? Michael K. Williams?
Michael K. Williams.
Uh-huh.
And he says to the lead in the show, he says, I'm so glad that there's somebody here that knows where Benghazi is.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you'd be surprised. He says, these people up here in Rikers, they think Benghazi is in Vegas. Benghazi.
He's headlining in Vegas.
Benghazi's in Vegas, man. You know what Benghazi is? Yeah, it's in Vegas.
In Vegas.
To your point, player, most of these people don't even know where Benghazi is.
Have no idea where Benghazi is.
Benghazi in Vegas, man. It's Tuesday on the TJMS.